Live stream ESPN 1000 or take a listen to our other shows on demand. It's the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Peggy and Dion.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Someone calling us a hoe?
I don't know. I like the beat. I don't know what that is. I don't know what song that is.
I don't
know.
Jake, you're killing us now. Like, this is what happens to us. Every time there's a different song played in when we come back from break, Peggy and Dion look at each other, and we're, like, kind of dancing a little bit, but we have no idea who it is.
Nope. None. Zero.
Well, this should be fun for the little Grammys.
We're gonna do our own version of Name That Tune.
Yes, let's do that. But let's get through this Will Smith, Chris Rock moment. Okay, so you were asleep when it happened.
I did. I fell asleep. And then I woke up and I was, you know, I started watching King Richard.
And?
I didn't finish it.
But he gave such a riveting performance and won Best Actor. How could you not finish it? Did you run out of time?
Yeah, I wasn't at that point where I thought, wow, this is an amazing performance.
See, a lot of people have said that. They're like, it was a good movie.
It was a good movie, and I think it was good. But yeah. Was it TikTok boom? Or Tick, Tick, Boom? No. Tick, Tick, Boom was so amazing.
Really? Okay.
Coda was amazing.
See, I want to see Coda.
And I was like, no, it was a good performance. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But Oscar worthy? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so I wake up and he's crying.
Of course.
And he's like, he's comparing himself to... You know, Richard Williams was, you know, protecting his family.
Yeah.
We all do this for love. And I'm thinking, what is going on? Like, I missed something here.
Yeah, because it was so weird. And it was like he's doing God's work by slugging Chris Rock. It was very bizarre.
Yeah, it was very, very strange. So the next morning when I was looking at the headlines, I saw the video. I'm like, whoa,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it was so bizarre because we were watching at the station, of course, because I was working. And when it happened, I remember looking at my producer. We were like, was that a bit? And I think everybody thought that. And then, you know, he sat back down and you saw the uncensored versions of what he said. I was like, there's no way that would be part of it. And the amazing part in the moment was that, A, Chris Rock did not fall to the ground.
Right.
Two, that he, like, went back to his spot and handed out the award. Like,
I know.
I mean, and so sad that.
The show must go on.
The show went, but it was so sad that that particular award got overshadowed in that moment.
The documentary.
And then I couldn't focus on anything else. Nobody could, right? Like, you couldn't think about it. It changed the whole vibe of the whole night, changed the whole, like, the whole, what you were thinking about while you were watching the rest of the awards. And then when he won, like, I couldn't even sit here right now and tell you who he was up against for Best Actor. I don't even remember.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Because I was so distracted by it. And now he's withdrawn from the Academy.
And now he withdrew.
Now he resigned from the Academy, which I'm not totally sure what all that means.
It just means he can be nominated again, but he cannot win. He cannot attend and he cannot vote.
And he doesn't get the screeners in the mail for being a part of it.
Yeah, that's right. They no longer get
that's why that's the only reason we pay our dues in TV to our union.
That's right. Here's my take on it. So listen, I'm a big critic of, like, barstool sports because I'm not a fan of them. I don't like their history against some of the women in the sportscasting industry. But I respect that they're comedians. They're not reporters. They're not journalists.
Right.
They're entertainers.
Yes.
And they are comedians. And it is just like any other comedian that you watch. There are cringe moments when you just go, oh, like, we've all been to those live shows.
But you're going to Barstool for that. Like, you know that that's what you're going for, right? Well, like, it's not a surprise.
For any comedian. Like,
totally,
you know they're going to say something. They're always going to try to, like, push the button and, like, push it to go a little bit too far and just make you go, ooh.
Right.
There's always a moan.
Always.
A show. So, you know, I was like, that's why you have comedians out there, okay? You don't have to like it.
Right.
And, you know, all these people on social media saying that, you know, she has an autoimmune disease and that should be hands off. You don't make fun of that. You don't. Oh, I'm sorry. She televises every single aspect of her life mm-hmm. on their live stream show, on social media.
They're living their lives out very publicly.
Right. Yes. So,
and very openly, marriage as well. Everything is open.
Exactly.
Everything is on the table. Everything.
You know, not to mention that there's a clip of Will Smith on the Arsenio Hall show 20 years ago making fun of the band director who had alopecia. And he's like making fun of him. And everyone's like in the audience was kind of like doing that uncomfortable
right.
laugh. And Will Smith is laughing along, goes, oh, come on. It's just a joke. It's just a
right,
joke.
Right.
So,
but that there was more to that story than just that particular joke from Chris Rock. Like they have history, don't they?
They're friends.
No, but I thought they had bad history.
They have a bad history? I don't know that.
Don't stop talking, Dion. You don't know for sure. I should do more research before I say it. I thought there was something that had been said earlier by Chris Rock that rubbed him the wrong way. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be very, very wrong here.
Well,
either way.
It was
he handled it poorly. The Academy handled it poorly. Like either way, it was all because it was so out of nowhere that no one knew what to do. No one knew what to do except to keep going with the show and then try to figure it out later. If the Academy said we'd like you to leave,
they did. They actually did.
Are we sure?
Yes. Yes. So they came out and the producer was on ABC on your network.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you weren't watching it. And said,
I probably was.
Yeah, no,
but
because
I don't
you were
know
working.
What it was.
You were working and said that they did ask his representatives that he would like to be that they would like him to leave, and his publicist said no.
That's right. We did talk about this yesterday. You're right.
So
his
publicist was like the greatest publicist of all time
that she was able to, he or she was able to make this okay for him to stay there and then be crowned best actor
and then get a standing ovation from people. Like what
I mean, bizarro world. Yeah. Welcome to crazy town. I mean that was so weird.
That's when we all have to take a step back and just be like, all right, you don't get it both ways.
But see, it's moments like that where it allows people in the spotlight to think they're above reproach, above the law, above reprimand.
Yeah.
Right. It's moments like that.
Yeah.
That make people think, no, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
I know
that there aren't consequences for our actions, and there should be bigger consequences for those actions.
I mean, that's now,
but Chris Rock comes out the bigger man, the better man.
Not only that, I had bought tickets for his show here at the Chicago Theater for October. I think it's the 14th or the 15th, something like the first night. And it was a 2-night performance here in Chicago. They have now extended it to 4 shows.
Of course.
All sold out. And the last 2 days, the prices are skyrocketing.
Of course.
For tickets.
That makes sense.
So good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
I mean, seriously.
If you need a plus one for that, I'll go with you. You can leave your husband at home.
Oh.
Ooh, a date. Peggy and Dion hit the town?
that could be a bit.
It could be a bit.
That could be us hitting the town, seriously?
That'd be so fun.
I would. Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
TikTok, here we come.
Yeah. That's what we're thinking about doing.
Yeah, like a TikTok.
Jake, we're going to start a TikTok page for...
Could we do it?
I can help you, yeah.
You can?
Yeah,
easy,
yeah, Jake.
So what would you foresee us doing? Because they're short, right? It's like they're very short. We don't have to dance, right? You can literally
people will do like a day in the life of Chicago. And it'll just be like, oh, I get up at 5 a.m., right? And here's what I brush my teeth, you know, yada, yada, yada. So you can do anything.
It could be something that we end up talking about on the show that we do afterwards. Say, hey, Dion was talking about her crazy work schedule. And then, you know, here's Dion at work, you know, blah, 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 blah. And we just make it fun. And it's, how long does it have to be?
It could be like 10 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we can do 10 seconds.
Super simple.
Oh, I think we should definitely be doing that.
Yes.
And I think people would love to see, you know, the behind the scenes, too. And then you get the fun in there, right?
I have a TikTok account.
I do, too.
I don't understand the process. Sometimes it feels like reels on Instagram. I've never made a reel because it just feels like so much work.
I agree.
I don't want to sit there and edit and filter and put on captions. I mean, oh, my gosh, I'm too tired.
Well, what's the difference between posting and adding to your story?
The story lives for 24 hours, and it's those snippets that it'll go through the story on. When you click your profile on Instagram, when it's lit up, then you can click through your story. The post just lives there on your Instagram page.
Forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, until you decide to delete it or whatever.
Well, I still don't understand why. Why do you want to post something that's going to only live for 24 hours?
Well, it's the story. Like, I posted our photo on Instagram of us back together in the studio, but then I put it on my story too, just to let everyone know this is how I'm starting my day, and it's how they should start their day too.
Oh my God, you are so funny. You're killing me. So talking about the Oscars, people, I think, are kind of done with the whole awards show thing.
I know.
Sunday night is the Grammys.
Okay.
And no one is expecting it to be phenomenal because people, and why, like,
somebody might get punched. Who knows? You have to tune
right?
in.
Right. I think it's because you don't have to wait to see your favorite actors, you know, not in, you know, in a everyday type of look, or, you know, all dressed up and doing interviews on the red carpet, because everyone's on social media.
I know. It's different. It used to, I mean, I remember it was a moment to watch the Academy Awards
parties.
And to watch Grammys. I remember they used to have the daytime Emmys. They used to put those on.
Yes.
And my favorite soap opera stars would be there all decked out, and I would watch that.
And now everyone's on social media, so you don't have to.
And it was even weird when last week when they were handing out those, when they tried to like truncate the show, which they did not.
No.
But they tried to truncate the show, and they would give out the awards, and you're like, I don't even know what category this is. And they'd show like just a video of somebody stepping up to a tiny mic. I'm like, what is happening? It just felt like it was bumpy. It could have been done differently. But I agree. Before that moment, nobody was really really cared.
And I think we need our listeners' help. If you're driving around in your car right now and you have a couple of minutes, we need your help to play our Name That Tune game. We are going to pull songs that were Grammy winners over the last...
Like Song of the Year.
Yeah. Jake, how many years did we go back?
We did 15, but I did skip a few just because,
that's
you
fine.
Know.
Okay, so we're going back 15 years, back when I was in my... and Dion was like in her 20s, and Jake was like 5.
15 years, I was not in my 20s, but we'll just pretend that's right.
Yeah,
we'll pretend that's
but we need your help because we are going to play Name That Tune of Grammy winners. And if you guys are listeners to the show, you know that I have the worst taste in music ever.
Worst taste? How can you have the worst taste? It's your opinion.
I know, but it's pretty bad. Like, it's pretty
bad. I don't listen to a lot of music. The only place I hear music, well, like regularly, is like Peloton.
Oh.
And then I like a song and I'm like, oh, what's that? And then I'll find out.
Oh, I have it in my car. But the only reason I know who it is because on the dash it shows a picture of the album cover.
So you're getting help along the way. There's nothing wrong with that.
I have two 20-year-olds. I need to know what they're listening
you
to.
Do.
So that's what I try to listen
and
to.
And a teenager.
And
Stella, you need to know what she's putting in her
ears. It's still
ears.
Bad. So if you want to play Name That Tune with us, with Peggy and Dion, give us a call at 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. It'll be fun. We'll just see how stupid I am.
Oh, say I'm not going to know any of these. Maybe one or two. I almost did research last night, and I was like, you know what? No, I'm
you
just
going to
be.
That.
No, I wouldn't do that. You told me we were going to do this, but I didn't. I promise you, I did not look. So
stick around. Let's play that next on ESPN 1000.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Welcome back to Peggy and Dion.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Peggy, we have news to share. Kyle Hendricks named opening day starter for the Chicago Cubs.
I like
they
that.
Open, of course. I mean, it had to be him. It's always going to be him. He's so great. He's just so great to work with. He's such a great representation of that team. He's the professor. Hopefully he'll set himself up for a great season. But that is Thursday at Wrigley. Yesterday, it was so sunny and like almost 50 degrees. And I'm kind of praying that's what opening day at Wrigley is like. It is always
freezing.
Freezing. Always freezing.
Always.
Always. It's always about 10 to 15 degrees colder at Wrigley than anywhere else in the city.
I remember I would always have my winter coat on, and Dan Rohn from WGN television would say, Peg, it's not winter. Why do you have your winter? Because I'm freezing.
I will never forget the one game that they had out there. It was probably 3 seasons ago. Kelly Kroll was sidelines at the time. It was so unbelievably cold. And then, of course, they went to extra innings.
Oh.
And she was out there. And I just remember thinking, she can't feel her face, her toes, her fingers. Like, it's brutal. And that was not the beginning of the season. That was easily into May. But I feel like it, maybe it was late April, but it had, I felt like it snowed before we went out there. I mean, it was just one of those days.
I know.
So hard.
I'm just not a fan of, last night my, I went out with a bunch of my brothers. We went to the Irish Heritage Center.
Oh.
On the northwest side.
Yeah, yeah.
For the fish fry, the Friday night Lenten fish fry. And we surprised my second youngest brother. It was his birthday.
Oh,
and so
fun.
We surprised him a little bit, sort of. Not really. My brother Kevin, who has to know everything. So he, you know, asked enough questions until he knew everything that was going on.
Yeah.
But we went there and my sister-in-law was arriving later because she had to go to my niece's track and field. And I said to my brother, I go, oh, God, I do not miss those April sports.
Oh, my goodness.
With the kids, soccer, track and field. And my brother looks at me, and he's a baseball coach at Notre Dame High School. Uh-huh. He looks at me and goes, baseball?
Right.
I go, oh.
I was just going to say, our first tournament is the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd of April. And
you have blankets in your car.
Yes.
Blankets.
Blankets.
Just
layer on top of layer. It's more brutal for the little sisters of the team who are like,
oh yeah,
don't want to be there to begin with, and then they're freezing.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know. That's
it's brutal.
Ooh.
But I am excited for baseball season. I always am, and I know that the Cubs are not going to be great. I know that the White Sox are. They're going to be on opposite ends of the spectrum again. I'm excited for both of them. I'm glad that they don't open at the exact same time. I'm glad that the Cubs do Thursday and the White Sox Friday in Detroit. And I like that they're each getting their moment to start the way that they want to. I feel like the trades that the White Sox made yesterday, bringing in AJ Pollock.
Yep.
And I'm such a bummer about Garrett Crochet, but
right.
That bullpen is loaded, backloaded, right? Like they looked good. Kopech looked good when he started on Thursday night. He seems like he's going to be
a wild card.
Always, always. But
you
feel
just
like,
don't know after six innings, you know, how long is he going to last? And we've been waiting for him to
so long. He's had such a journey to this moment. Hopefully he can be consistent for them. But that the lineup is loaded. They have everything. They have everything they want. And now putting Pollock in right field with a ring and experience, I think it's going to be huge for them. So I'm really, I love baseball season. It's not a secret. I cannot wait till it gets started. It should be a fun week. But yes, Kyle Hendricks named opening day starter. My producer's going to laugh because I think for the last 5 days in a row, I've said, somebody's going to name their opening day starter. He's like, yeah, Dion, I know. And we're probably going to hear about the opening day starter. He's like, yep, probably Dion. anyway, so Kyle Hendricks has been named. I don't know that the White Sox have named anybody yet.
No.
So that
I don't
should
think
probably
that they have.
Dallas Keuchel doesn't look very good yet, guys.
Yeah.
Still starting the season rough. Yesterday, he got tagged for 7.
Ooh.
On 11 hits.
Well, again, spring training guys are working on things.
What could he have possibly been working on?
There's so many things happening during spring training that I don't worry too much about how they look in spring training unless the managers are worried.
Unless the managers are worried.
Then you know that, they're
Does
not working on something.
Does anything worry Tony La Russa? He seems.
Yeah. Oh.
He doesn't.
You don't like him?
No. Oh, Tony's great.
Yeah.
He's great. But like, it just was, he had an interesting bumpy week because he was of the things he was saying.
Well, if the TLR of 20 years ago shows up this year, you know, I think he was being very careful last year. I met him off the baseball diamond. I met him at a golf course.
Oh.
And he could not have been nicer. But I remember covering him 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was a son of a gun.
Yeah.
He was not. And I almost, like, I'm hoping we see a little bit more of that edge this year.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what his team needs. The team needs to see an edge.
Think about the way he came in with such very mixed, some negative about him being hired, right? Like all of the stuff around him when he came in, and even Tim Anderson saying,
yeah,
I don't know that he's the guy. But then now this spring training, you can see how much they like him. He likes his team. He likes the way that it sets up. It feels different.
Yeah.
And for all the right reasons. And plus you come in a pandemic, like it's just, there's distance. We didn't get the chance to really get to know him. Like, I feel like this is going to be a great opportunity for him and this group to shine as they're made, as they're built.
It's going to be a fun season because there will be constant news. You can tear apart every single game. You can tear apart every position, break it down. On the north side, it's just kind of a, you know, be quiet and develop and sense a direction.
If we can be competitive, all the better.
Oh, that too, yeah.
I guess.
Being competitive as well.
But it is Final Four Saturday, and I love it. I'm very excited about it. We had Bill Self on the show yesterday morning.
Oh, how was that?
Wonderful. I mean, like, what a treat. I have never talked to him other than, you know, big interviews at the UC. I mean, I think I was sitting there for his presser, but he just, what a great man. Like, he's a great man.
I remember when he coached at Illinois. They did so many things here in Chicago.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. We used to talk to him all the time. He was wonderful, and I heard that he recently had said, maybe it was after they won to go to the Final Four, that he was asked about his days at Illinois, and he said that he really missed it or something.
He said he always loved, this was before they played in their Sweet 16 game, but he said when he would drive up into Chicago, and he loved watching the skyline, and he said you always felt like things were getting done there. The city is like working, getting things done, and things happen there. And I like his demeanor, and Cap says wonderful things about him too. He just seems like a really cool guy. So
it's just a matter of whether they don't choke.
Right. I know. And I mean,
they are picked every year.
Oh, right. But and facing Jay Wright, who just knows how to win this time of
year.
And another really nice guy. And I find it interesting because people said, you know, who's the next great men's college basketball coach after, you know, Coach K leaves? Who's going to be that guy? I think it's Jay Wright.
Really?
I do. They're there every year.
Yeah, they are.
Every year.
You're right. You're right.
Plus, he's a really good dresser and just, like, looks the part, right? He is. He is. And now, before they went all cash, we talked about this yesterday, too, before college coaches, all coaches went casual. Like, he always was the best-dressed college coach in college basketball. Like, always.
So, who are you picking, then, for that game?
I think Kansas wins.
Yeah.
I think it's Kansas-Duke in the final.
Ooh.
I do.
Well, the North Carolina-Duke game, that's just an epic matchup.
Epic.
Who knew? I had no idea they had never met
in the
NCAA tournament.
I didn't know that either. It became bigger, though, because North Carolina won the last home game for Coach K at Duke. And that bothered him so. Oh, my gosh. It bothered him so much. And now, so that makes, I mean, it's such appointment TV. I'm so excited.
And it is now South Carolina and UConn in the women's championship. And I'm telling you guys, you're going to see some really fantastic basketball.
Yeah.
My father-in-law is a huge UConn women's basketball fan. He's from Connecticut, and he loves Huskies basketball. He is a huge fan of it.
You do. My dear friend lives in Connecticut and covers the team sometimes, but she said, too, like, that's our ladies. Like, that's how everybody refers to them, right? Like, the UConn basketball team is like a pro team there for them, right?
Totally.
Like, everybody watches the girls. It's really cool. And talk about, I don't care, men, women, whatever, but the consistency of what Gino Auriemma can do and bring in the same girls and the talent level. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, but it's actually better for the game when UConn does not,
of course,
make it to the Final Four or the championship game, because you need to see more parity in the game. You know, South Carolina is certain to be that team that is there every year under Dawn Staley. And if you don't know what to watch for, Aaliyah Boston is the player of the year, the Naismith player of the year on South Carolina. She is phenomenal. You should check her out on social media. She's making tons of money. It's fun to watch, because the other thing that social media is doing for all of these players is adding personality to them.
Yeah.
And people were talking about it on some of the post-game interviews, the courtside interviews throughout the tournament. These players were giving great interviews.
Yeah.
Funny, showing personality. And someone said, why is that? I said, they're all on social media.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
they all do this all the time now.
They have a platform where they get comfortable.
And it's almost like an interview. Like, this is for my resume to put on social media, to pick up more followers, to maybe sign another name, image, and likeness.
They hold up their phone and they're in front of a camera that fast.
All the time. I know.
More quick breaking news. We will get to our Grammy game. Like, well, not breaking, I guess, but the Basketball Hall of Fame class was announced. Swin Cash.
Oh, nice.
Manu Ginobili.
Is Tim...
Tim Hardaway.
Oh, Tim Hardaway.
George Carl.
Fun.
And Bob Huggins.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we do have to play our Name That Tune. If you guys want to play with us, we're just going to try to name that tune, and it's Grammy winners from the last 15 years, because if you listen to the show on Saturdays from 11 to 1, you know that Peggy and Dion...
know nothing about music.
Nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. So you may hear it, and then when you hear us going,
what is that?
Like, call us and tell us what the song is.
Yes.
312-332-3776. It's Peggy and Dion on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
Welcome back to Peggy and Dion on ESPN 1000.
I rely too wholeheartedly on my my phone and those like pass to save passwords.
Yes,
Peggy, I reset passwords
all the time,
like some sort of savage. I can't remember any of them, and I always think I save password. I always think I do that, and then I'll go in and look through the passwords, and I've got passwords for websites I've not been to in years.
Right,
but the one I need in that moment, nope, nowhere to be found. Then I'm resetting it, and no lie, this might be a problem. I should probably go see a doctor about this. No lie, I can reset it, go in to log in, and just that fast forget. Like, that happens to me.
All the time. And I go in and try to delete old passwords.
Yes, I do, because I don't want to confuse myself.
No,
and yet, I get confused.
I know. I'm very confused, too. Speaking about confused, the Grammys are Sunday night.
The Grammys are tomorrow.
Are you typically one of those award show people?
No, not really. I mean, I watched last week because it's on ABC 7. The Grammys are not on ABC 7, so I don't think I'll be watching. I mean, I might have it on. It's always interesting to me. I don't know any music, really.
Oh, I'm that idiot that... do you remember when they used to do the CDs of the Grammy winners?
Yes.
I would buy those CDs just so that I would know what songs were popular the year before.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's how bad I am. So, hey, Jake. Jake Cantu is our producer today, and we are playing Name That Tune for in honor of the Grammys, because every time our lovely producers, they're skilled, they're talented, they're young, and they play songs
cool
that come in to from a break that we have no clue what they are. Like, our opening song we just found out today is
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys, yeah.
Okay, now we know that.
Now we know.
All right, so Jake, how are we going to play this game?
So I figured, you know, we will start with, I'll give you the year of which this song became and won Song of the Year, and then you will guess after hearing the song what the song is. It can either A, you can get it right by naming the artist, or B, by getting the song name. And then again, we'll just start with calling your name to buzz in.
Okay, so that's our buzzer is our name. Okay.
So what, we just say it? Say our name?
You say your name.
Say your name when you think you know
This is really going to go great.
And reset passwords over here, you guys. I don't know what's happening. Okay, say my name when
say
I know
name.
The song.
Yeah. Yeah, and then again, you can either get the song right by the artist or song title.
Okay. All right. Peggy's like doing a warm-up.
I have two 20-year-olds and a 13-year-old, so I need to know some of this.
Okay.
So
I want to know some of this. How about that?
Okay. Bring it on, Jake. Bring it on.
All right. So let's travel back. Oh, that's so weird to say. to 2014. I don't know if you guys remember 2014. A lot of great songs that came
out.
But only one could be Song of the Year.
Okay.
Let's see if you know this one.
Peggy!
No, Dion! Is that Gaudier?
No. Right? Dion, is that right?
Yeah, Dion got it right.
What's her name?
Yeah. What's her name? Yeah.
Hold on.
It's not Gaudier.
I know this song.
Darn, I'm gonna suck at this.
I don't know her name.
Who is it? What is it?
It's in there.
I know the song.
It is Royals by Lord.
Oh, L O U. L-O-U-R-D-E.
Okay.
Right?
L-O-R-D-E.
L-O-R-D-E. Stop, Dion. Stop.
Yeah, don't even try to make it like you knew more than you actually did.
I was jumping up and down, too. I knew that one. Okay.
Darn it.
All right.
That's a great song.
All right, so we're 0 for 0.
No.
Oh, you got that.
I got
sorry.
That. Stop so, it.
I'm only thinking
Don't
about myself.
Taking points away from me. What is wrong with you?
Let me play my little... Oh, wait.
We're doing
ding sound. There you go. 1 point.
I'm writing down the score because I want
right.
to win.
All right. All right.
Okay,
I should have right, gotten
all
that
right,
one.
Right. Okay, that was easy.
It
We're going to start off easy.
Oh, no.
That was easy.
It's going to get harder?
That was
for
easy.
For the last ones, I have two that I got the instrumental for and see if you can just get it off the instrumental.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
We will do that in the next couple of songs. But for now, let's go to, I think you'll get this one, 2008.
2008. Wow. Okay.
Go, go, go. Oh, she died.
She died.
Yes, she did. She's like, oh my gosh, she was. I love her. Oh my gosh.
No, no, no.
Oh my.
I don't know.
What is her name? She's Oh gosh, she has a tragic story. She
well,
actually
yes,
did
if
die.
She passed. That's a tragic
yes.
story.
Oh my god, I need a hint. Do we get hints? Oh, come on.
Favorite beverage?
Gin?
Wine?
Oh, Amy Winehouse. Peggy, Amy Winehouse. Perfect hint. Why did I say gin when wine is my favorite? Gin's my second. All right, it's 1-1.
Amy Winehouse.
Good job,
yeah,
Peg.
One
I knew
one.
That one.
I think the jumping around is helping you. I really do.
All right, this is good. Okay, 1-1.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Oh, this. Yeah, let's go to 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go to 2015. Let's see if you get this one.
Stay Peggy. With me, Dion. Stay with me.
She got it.
Guess it's true. I'm not good.
John Legend.
That's no.
oh no, that's it's
Stay with me.
Generic name.
It's
John.
Joe. No. It's
Mark.
Not that generic.
Mark,
generic.
Matthew, Luke, John.
Not biblical names. Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed
Sheeran.
No.
I don't
is that right? Like,
no.
Jake's like, you guys suck in this game.
What?
Sam Smith.
Of
we
course.
Like talked ourselves into it. We're like, yeah, yes.
We're like, of course we're right. Right? This is why our kids think we are so unhip. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh
that
my
was,
gosh.
Wow, I'm crying.
But
okay.
You get it because you
I did.
Came up with the song.
Oh my gosh.
I need to stop trying to jump in too
Sam
soon
Smith.
And let
okay.
it go a little bit longer.
Okay. Sam Smith.
I'm going to get
right.
this next
I would
one.
I never have gotten that name.
No, you wouldn't have.
Not
yeah.
Even a million
I like how they said it's a really generic name, and John wasn't.
It wasn't John.
John.
Generic, not
Smith.
That generic.
Not that generic. Oh my gosh, that was great.
All right, let's go to 2012. We're going to go ahead and throw out one of these instrumentals, but I think you can get this.
Okay.
I'm praying you can get this.
Okay.
All right, here it
we
goes.
Are too.
2012.
Peggy! Is this Adele? Why did they
live? Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State.
Wait, there's
right after my- you said I need to let it play out before I guess.
Oh my God. Yeah, but wait a second. She's got that one song where it's like boom, boom, boom
yes,
in the beginning.
That was not her. That's not this one. I have no idea.
Wait, let me hear it.
I'll carry you home tonight.
We are young.
Okay, so we know the song.
So.
Yeah, both, we can give both a point. Why not?
I have no clue. We both got it. So what?
If you can guess.
Is it called Tonight?
We Are Young?
The band. It's called We Are Young, yeah.
We Are Young.
If you can guess the band.
I think I just guessed the name.
But you should points take it off because you yelled Adele.
Okay. All right, who is it?
By Fun. F you in.
No, there's no way ever hell I would have gotten that.
No.
None. None.
No way.
All right, let's do another one.
Let's do one more.
God, come on,
let's
Peg.
This one.
Again, listen, Peg. Listen.
Listen.
I thought for sure that was Adele.
I know you did.
You know that one where she's like boom, boom, boom in the beginning?
Yeah. Okay. Did she ever win Song of the Year?
Of course.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to move it along.
Jake's laughing.
2010, like. Song of the Year. I'm going to start off instrumental first, see if y'all get it. If not, the full song.
Okay.
Only 8 seconds of
2010.
This.
2010. Okay. Grammys, here we come. Peggy. Single Ladies.
Yes.
Yay! Yeah. Yay! See, I would have known if you had done that.
The instrumental, I'm shaking the ring hand.
Good job, Peg. I think we finished tied, yes?
Oh, that's so surprising.
I know, right? Someone on the Twitch is like, these women are ridiculous.
Listen.
It's true.
We're just trying to, like, perk it up on a Saturday morning or now Saturday afternoon,
right? That was actually
fun.
That was really fun. We should do that again. That was good.
I told you.
Thanks, Jake. Well done. Yeah.
No, that was great.
That was great.
It is hard. You know, I cheated because I could see the artist.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? But it is hard.
It is hard. Yeah, it is hard. Because we're not musically inclined. We knew more of the songs than we thought we would.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Now, here, the problem would have been if you played any of the nominees for this year, that would have been, like, more difficult.
Who are the nominees? Do you know, Jake?
I don't know, and I didn't even know 2021.
Oh, it's the one, right?
I know who is, I know, because I cannot stand it. Driver's License,
Olivia Rodrigo.
I want to puke every time I hear that song. Who puts in their song, and now I'm driving down his street all alone? Like, what the? Like, the worst songwriting ever.
Song of the Year. Yeah.
I cannot stand.
Yeah, Driver's License.
Oh, I hate it. She's going to win Artist of the Year.
How do you, Sheeran? Is Sheeran.
At least I know Ed Sheeran.
He's nominated this year for the song Bad Habits.
Okay.
Billie Eilish.
Love her.
I like her. Happier Than Ever.
Yep.
Bruno Mars.
I love Bruno Mars.
Leave the Door Open.
Oh, that's the 70s throwback one.
Silk Sonic album.
Yeah.
Leave the Door
Alicia Keys.
Open.
A Beautiful Noise.
I love her.
I love her,
but I didn't know she had a song out this year.
Doja Cat is also.
Love Doja Cat, actually.
Biebs. The Biebs is Peaches.
Justin Bieber, no.
Yeah. Fight For You, H-E-R.
Her.
There's like a number of artists listed with each song. So I'm not sure. Is it like the writer and the performer?
It's,
is that how that works?
Yeah. So Artists of the Year.
Brandi Carlile,
year.
Right on Time. Those are the nominees.
Belinda Carlisle?
For Brandi, not Belinda Carlisle. Those are the nominees for Best Song. 10 nominees.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, do you have a bitch of the week?
Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe.
Noun or verb?
don't make me think that hard. Yes, she's Peggy. I'm Dion. You're listening to ESPN 1000.
Welcome back to Peggy and Dion on 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app and ESPN 1000.
Just before 1 o'clock. Excuse me.
Ooh. Already?
I know, Peg.
Oh,
my
gosh.
The show flew by to the surprise of no one.
I know. Always.
Always a good time. That was really fun. We'll have to do that Name That Tune again. In somewhat of a different capacity. That was super fun.
All right. I have to find my keys. I have to. I found out that my AirPod Pros are home somewhere. So I did find my. And they're somewhere in my house. So that's good news.
Yes.
I am flying to the airport right after this.
Driving and then flying.
Oh, driving. Yes. I have my UT Austin t-shirt on in honor of Parents
Weekend.
Now, why
couldn't you just put like a pair of nice slacks with a cape and heels and heels and like a nice necklace and dress up that?
Because it's formal. It's casino night and it's formal.
I don't think anybody would care.
I'm gonna take pictures and I'll show you.
Okay, yeah, show me.
Because if I
bet
show
in Texas, it is real formal.
Yeah,
that's like for real.
Exactly. Like now that you say that, I'm gonna have to really tease my hair.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to get that hair up high, get those big dangling earrings on.
Yeah,
get
glam
my draw
it up,
going
Peg.
And so I'm gonna catch a flight to Austin. for my son's parents' weekend, so that should be fun. And his twin brother is on spring break from Cornell, and he is actually in Austin visiting his twin for spring break, so
oh, cool.
I will get
so
to see.
See, now that makes the trip so much more fun. Like, you get to see both of them at the same time. That's fantastic.
You know what's not fun when you're traveling?
Do tell.
When you get in your car that you rented, and it smells like weed.
Oh, yeah, that's not fun.
Drives me. This is my bitch of the week.
Okay.
Yeah. First of all, you kill me. You kill me that you
say it, because I've already had a dear friend of ours text and be like, really? Say it. Go
she
ahead,
won't say it. She I will not say it, you guys. Mm-hmm. She, Dion is she. she, her. And she texted when we were talking about what we would talk about today in our little group text yesterday. Oh, and don't forget, Bee of the Week.
I'm like, I'm sorry.
Bee of the Week.
I didn't want to say it.
So she, Dion, will not say Bitch of the Week because her kids are listening.
Right. There's nothing already wrong with that. It's okay.
Your lovely daughter already heard Auntie No-No over
That's
here.
Right. We never discussed that.
We were talking on the
phone.
We
were on the phone, on speakerphone, and I said out loud, Aunt Peggy's on the line, and Peggy's, and I said, I just picked up Noah. So she's in the back seat, and Peggy's like, okay, well, da-da-da.
And I dropped an F-bomb.
Uh-huh, right then. I was like, oh, all right, Peg, gonna go now.
And I knew it. There's a guy with the porn mustache. Hey, it's Doug Eddard. Yeah, love it.
So she drops the F-word, and we hang up, and there's, like, silence. I tried to just kind of, like, move along, and Noah quietly goes, did she just say the F-word? I was like, she did, honey. And then she goes, does she do that all the time?
She does, honey. Yes. I said, just tell her
it's
Auntie No-No.
We love Aunt Peggy anyway.
It's Auntie No-No.
And then I did tell her in that moment that, like, and then I told her, because I was listening to your show when you did with Courtney, and you were talking about your nephew drinking Malort or something. I was like, oh my gosh, you are Chicago's party aunt. You are.
Can I just
ask?
I know that this is, I know it's fun. You know, when we had Chicago party aunt on the show a couple of weeks ago. How did I go from such a well-respected sports journalist to Chicago party aunt?
I don't know, but you, when you were talking to him, you even said, you're like, I believe it's a character based on me.
I actually do.
Right.
I do, but it's like all of my weekends and my habits have been exposed.
So you don't like when the rental car smells like
no.
weed?
No. So I had a horrible incident in Florida. My husband, we kind of passed in the night so that he would go home to my daughter and I would go to Florida, and then he would bring her back 5 days later for her spring break. And he said, oh, by the way, the rental car is in the parking lot and it won't start. So I call the company, and I told them, and they sent out AAA first thing in the morning. I was like, that's not a problem.
Right.
Okay, first thing in the morning. I said, I better go out there. And so I tried to start the car, and it started.
Oh.
So AAA comes, and I said, I don't think I need you. It's starting now. And he goes, oh, this happens all the time. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
He said, you should demand a new car. And I thought, it's fine, right? So I went to my mother-in-law's and had lunch with her and some friends who were going golfing. And they went off to the first tee after lunch. I went back to my car, and it wouldn't start. And so now I had to call, and I was on the phone for at least an hour.
Of course.
Trying to get a replacement. Got the replacement, mm-hmm. and it smelled.
Yeah, that's not fun.
It was clean, but it smelled like weed. And not everyone likes that smell.
No. I would be one of those people who doesn't like that smell.
Yeah. It's like cigarette smoking back in the 80s. Like, not everyone likes that smell.
Yeah, not everyone likes that smell.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. So much fun.
The show flew by. We could keep talking, but we have to go. We're up against the clock. Coming up next, Fast Break with Chris Black and Jay Hood, and our boy Tyler Aki is here to make it on. We love Tyler.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Jake. Final four.
Who
helping us out.
Jake's amazing.
I think Kansas and Duke, and I'll take Duke.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I think,
too. And South Carolina on the women's side.
Yeah, same.
Have a great week.
Thanks, you too. Great to see you.
Let's chat next week.
All right, sounds good.
See you later, everybody.